Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a more like radio live quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. Right there on the right, stupid.
Hi guys, we here at Lust and Love are reaching out to our fans to help us rename the show.
It's been named Back Talk Radio.
And not only will you get bragging rights for coming up with the new name, you'll also win a $25 Google Play gift card.
P-Rock won.
To at More Like Bombsy, at More Like Kitty, at Dark Fox 001, or at Lust and Love Radio. Contest ends January 20th.
And P-Rock won. Back Talk
this
Radio.
This is John Benjamin, and you're listening to the Nerd Hour.
All right, you animals, any of you who might be around, we're the Nerd Hour. We got a special guest host this week because Ariel can't make the show. She's got, you know, that employment thing going on. So we got of the Red Show, fresh off a guest appearance on It's All About Me.
That's right.
Yay!
And Cornax.
And as always, Cornax.
That's right.
So what's going on, guys? How's your day been?
Well, I already did a little bit of radio today, and now I'm watching my Blackhawks not be able to score against the Sharks, and now I'm doing radio.
That's right. You know what I was watching today? I was watching SmackDown earlier, and then I was watching the latest episode of Archer, which is fantastic, that they're basically doing a Miami Vice theme.
I'm not really surprised with that on Archer.
Yeah, that not
Let's
not
be
a,
honest.
Not a huge shocker. That show is all about references to pop culture.
So let's focus on Scrambler. Scrambler, how are the Blackhawks doing?
Oh, geez. They're still tough. 0-0.
Okay.
All right, how are they doing? They're doing good. They had a rough couple of weeks, but they're doing good in general.
All
right. I know you're a Rangers fan, but...
You got two Rangers fans on here.
Oh, I know. You're from Jersey. Shouldn't you like the Devils?
Fuck the Devils. You know what it is?
Taste.
When I was getting into hockey, the Devils had just won a Stanley Cup, but they were like trying to leverage leaving New Jersey. So since then, I've been like, fuck those guys.
Oh, so you didn't get into hockey until pretty late.
I got in late. I'm more of a football guy. But, yeah, no, I try to get into hockey, and I always have fun getting into it, but there's so much other stuff that I concentrate on that I just don't have the time to devote to hockey.
You know, the whole point of me just bringing up hockey again was just so I can try and get Scrambler to say he likes Blackhawks.
Oh, I love the Blackhawks. I'll syllable space it up in there for you.
He had to pregnant pause it like Randy Orton just to avoid getting the soundbite that Cornax wanted so badly.
I know, but oh well.
Cornax is like, almost. Why?
Come on, tell us you like Blackhawks.
Like it. I love it.
So
you can do whatever you want with that.
I say.
12:07. I want to make a quick announcement. This is going to be the last episode for 2 weeks.
What?
Well, I mean, there's a wedding next week.
Oh.
The Royce and Marie wedding is next week. So,
I totally would have known about this had I been invited. God.
What, you mean you don't read everything in WhatsApp? Everyone making plans in the WhatsApp chat?
No. Munchie.
What, I was...
Fourth wall you don't want to break.
No, I was talking about the wedding planning.
And I'm bringing up that I'm not in the WhatsApp.
Neither am I. Thanks. Okay.
Yeah, but you were when everyone was talking about the wedding. Relax, Cornax.
Yes, I was.
So, lawyered. Drop mic. Anyway, so, I do, like I said, next week is Royce and Marie's wedding, so I will clearly not be doing a show. unless they somehow, after the wedding, magically open up the studio so I can do the Nerd Hour, which I'm not going to expect. I'm not even going to ask.
Well, we could have done it, you know, Ariel and me, but, you know, I don't have a board!
Oh, if Scrambler has a board, maybe he can fill in as the...
Hey!
If there's an opening of a time, Red Sox and I are doing Hockey Hour, and Cornax can jump in on that.
Yeah, we can do that. It'll go from the Nerd Hour to the Hockey Hour for 1 week.
Sure.
I was talking with Holly.
Like, I only seriously just got into hockey.
And Red Sox says, let Cornax run the show. Here's the thing, though. Cornax doesn't have a board, and I keep... Like,
yes, because Punchy keeps saying, "Oh yeah, I'll give you a board. I'll give you my old board. Now that I have Bammy's old board, you know, I'll give it to Joe on the Brain Stew, and you know, he can." Where is my fucking board, you whore?
Hey, first off, I thought whores get paid. Secondly,
good point, you slut.
Secondly, I like, dude. The last time I didn't even get a chance. Like, I don't think I was even really home enough to get the board. Like, I pretty much...
And before that, you were too concerned that Joe would rub his balls on the board.
That, too. Also, I have fourth wall breaking. Fridays, when Brain Stew was Fridays, for those who don't know the family situation, that's like niece visit day.
Oh.
So I literally get dropped off right before Dennis is about to pick me up. So the only thing I really do is pack up my laptop because I bring that for chat for Brain Stew. Like, there's really not much time for anything else.
Why don't you just drive your car?
Anyone that questions it, I'm not being ungrateful. I'm just being a douche for the sake of radio.
I know. And to answer your question, Scrambler, I don't have a car. I crashed mine in August.
Into a pole.
Yes. More of a pole than ones that were posted on Thursdays by a hack author on a show that used to be on the station. See? We can do subtitle shot or subtweet shots.
See? Boom. We can beat dead horses as much as hippo juice.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Oh, MLR Wednesdays. MLR Wednesdays. Interesting day. We got 2/3 of the shows from MLR Wednesdays on this show tonight.
It's true.
It is true. Now if we can get Royce to shoehorn himself in here, we'll have the whole Wednesday lineup.
I think you can be expecting a call pretty soon now that you said it.
He's like...
Royce!
He's, no, all right, now we got to say it 2 more times. He's like Candyman.
Oh, okay.
I was going to go ahead with Bloody Mary, but okay. Or Beetlejuice. Ooh, Beetlejuice! I hope Royce shows up dressed like Michael Keaton in Beetlejuice. You know what? I hope he does that for his wedding and reenacts the unproduced script of Beetlejuice Goes to the Beach or Goes to Hawaii or whatever.
Why couldn't we think of this sooner? We could have pitched that idea to Royce, because let's face it, he would do it.
Royce is a whore.
Royce, like, for shits and giggles, Royce will do it. The wedding is going to be like, it's going to be a casual wedding. It's going to be fantastic.
Okay, let's be fair. You say he'll do it for shits and giggles, but mainly he's a whore, an attention whore, but still a whore.
That doesn't that
he will do it.
Doesn't that describe 98% of our lineup?
Okay.
Present company.
But think about Royce.
Present company included, by the way.
Think about Royce, and think about how he proposed to Marie.
Yeah, exactly. At MLR Live.
Exactly.
So
how did he phrase that?
Do you want to become the most powerful couple in radio?
Aha! Whore!
But I really do think if we'd have suggested this earlier, Royce probably would have agreed. To, like, fuck yeah, I'll dress up as Beetlejuice.
I think it was Goes Hawaiian. Oh, yeah, it's Goes Hawaiian.
Royce Goes Hawaiian.
You know what I wanted? Because I was thinking that I would get Royce and Marie a wedding gift, but then I wasn't sure. So I was at the store and I was like, they had Mr. Potato Heads from really Wonder Who was Dolphins jerseys. One Einhorn. Is Dolphins jerseys, one Finkel, one Einhorn. And send them those.
That would be fucking awesome. Finkel one.
No.
Or reverse it.
The Einhorn, and then
Marie gets the Finkel.
Obviously.
Laces out. God damn it. Fucking Dan Marino, you dick.
They're little footballs.
No, you know what? I think I know the perfect gift for Royce. An old-fashioned man's bathing suit with a cane and one of those weird straw top hats.
No,
as seen in the chat right now.
No, you've got to get him the kind of singlet Jerry Lawler used to wear. That fits the whole carny strong thing because right now he looks like a carnival strong man.
Well, yeah, that was the point I was getting to with the...
I think that's the point I got to Friday on Twitter, too. I also said that he should be losing to guys from Poland in strongman competitions.
He would look great with a handlebar mustache.
Hey, dude, he should totally rock the handlebar.
We should get him a straight razor.
There you go. Oh, dude, yeah. Hashtag, all right, you know what? New Twitter bit, hashtag Royce wedding gifts.
You know, we could also get him a subscription to Dollar Shave Club. With some one-wipe Charlies.
Oh, my goodness. This is turning into a whoring commercial here.
Well,
you know what we should do, actually? We shouldn't promote that company until we have them as a sponsor, which we've never...
That's what I was getting at.
Yeah.
And we should probably, you know, just...
What I will advertise is the fact that RoboCop is one of the best movies to be made in the sci-fi genre.
Are we talking about the reboot?
I haven't seen the reboot, so obviously I'm talking about the original.
I didn't know if you had seen like a behind-the-scenes thing, and then all of a sudden you were like, by the way, this is going to be great.
Listen, I've gotten a few interviews, but I'm not like that in the know.
I didn't say behind-the-scenes screening. I just said like you saw a making of or something.
I know. I was just being hopeful.
Uh-huh.
That we do well
Munchie,
enough.
Are you hoping your sluttiness will get you everywhere?
Kind of. But I'm also hoping one day to get a role as an extra in a TV show so I can get a SAG card, because that's how you really get the screenings.
Like, well, no. First you have to get drunk, and then you have to shout and throw a beer can at John Malkovich's head. Then you get a SAG card.
Yes. Oh, actually, there's a host on a show that's usually on Thursday nights. That actually has a SAG card because he was in an episode of, I think, an SVU show or a Law & Order type show. And
J.J. Stoner.
No. J.J. Stoner couldn't pass as a cadaver.
half a ball.
No.
Dog?
No.
Joe Maselli.
Current.
Current.
Mary?
Current.
Nick.
Nope. Current.
Dan DiMarino.
Getting
close. Well, at least that's current, but still wrong.
Yeah, getting close.
Joe Coletta.
No, come on. Coletta would burn that bridge.
Eric Albert.
Current.
I'm running out because of Joe Shohos.
Dave.
Nick Rasmussen.
Yeah, what about Dave Stazak?
Dave Satzik.
Is it Stazak or
who? Satzik. Dave.
Satzik.
Who?
Oh, I see what you mean.
The funny one.
Cousin Dave.
Cousin Dave.
Oh, Miss Sally.
Jesus Christ.
Joe's going to kill me.
Joe doesn't listen to this show.
Applebee.
That's a good point. No, he does, but only so he can hit on Ariel.
No, he still doesn't listen. The only time he listened to the Nerd Hour was when it was right after Brain Stew, and he would just stay on and hit on Ariel.
Ask her a question about her Ariel is.
Yeah, Joe's hilarious, though.
Like, I looked up that girl from Talk Radio Meltdown, Nicole, that he was hitting on.
Oh, there's another girl on Talk Radio Meltdown?
Well, Nicole. I don't know.
There was one named Kate, I guess, for a while. I don't know if she's still on there. Or...
I think Kate is his girlfriend.
Yeah, no, and she was on the show.
Oh, well, Nicole is his roommate who is on the show. And I believe she must have been the one that was when they called up Coletta's show on Thursday, because he was just incessantly trying to hit on her. And then
that's Joe welcoming her to the fold.
Oh, God.
And then April Brucker called in with her horrible laugh, and Joe just tried to have sex with her the whole time.
Yeah, I heard that.
Only so he could shove his cock in her mouth and make her shut up.
Oh.
Oh, man. I didn't want to be a dick in the chat, but I wanted to be like, Joe's just keeping her on so I can try to get laid.
Not You've just described every female that has been in Joe's presence ever.
In Joe's presence on Skype?
Dude, I'm just going to point out, one day Joe said, yeah, there are only a few times where you have female friends that you weren't trying to bang in the first place.
Yeah. Hey, Red Sox, like I said.
The only times you don't is because they're really ugly. And then I realized my cousin was friends with Joe, which is how I met him. I went, so, Joe, which is it? And he's like, oh, shit.
Hey, Red Sox, like I said, Fridays like up to 6 is like visit time with my niece. So I don't keep up on the – I want to keep up on the Friday shows, but I have – that kind of takes priority.
Your 11-year-old niece doesn't – shouldn't be listening to –
Five-year-old.
Oh, whatever. Sorry. I just made up a number. She shouldn't be listening to High Society Radio.
Clearly not.
You don't say.
I'm pretty sure people from a certain department in the state would not take kindly to me playing MLR during the two-hour visit with my niece. So
Child Services.
I was trying to actually not break the fourth wall for once.
I was actually just making a general joke and not.
Oh, yeah, well, I kind of let the cat out of the bag. Yeah, Child Services.
You did!
Oh, well, I've probably mentioned it on Brainstew before.
Yeah, you have, you know. Well, actually, you've talked in depth about it, and, you know.
Yes, I know. I could download Red Sox, and I probably should. I try to listen to as many shows as possible. I
did for the longest time, and now I'm just like, fuck it, I'll get the update later.
I prefer to listen live. Like, it's just weird listening to podcasts, unless it's meant to be a podcast. But that's the weird part, though, because I know that I'd probably say 80 to 90% of the listeners are podcast listeners. But I don't know.
But fuck you guys. We don't like you. I'm kidding. Stay on. Stay with us. Stay with us.
Dude, I like Talk Radio. I love them. I listened to them a lot when I was able to listen live when they were on Edge FM with us, like all of us. And they were they're fantastic. Jack is a fucking pro.
I was talking about the podcast listeners.
Oh.
Don't leave us, podcast listeners. Don't leave us.
Yeah, don't leave us, podcast listeners. I love you guys. In the non-gay way.
I would stick my left testicle in your mouth.
Cornax, on the other hand, loves you in the gay way.
That is my version of Marie's, I would stick her left titty in my mouth.
Where do I stand? Yeah, but you see, a girl saying she would stick their left titty in someone's mouth is hotter than a guy going, I would stick my left ball in your mouth.
Left testicle.
And Red Sox, I know they're not a live show, but I mean like the live airing with the chat interaction because
he's asking, aren't they a live show? I think he's asking that question mark because isn't it Jack that's the head guy on Talk Radio Meltdown?
He is, but when they were on, I'm referring to when they were live on Edge FM.
Like he said he can't do it live because he has like live anxiety.
He used to do it live.
Oh, well, that's what he was telling Coletta on the Cousin Joe show on Thursday.
It could have happened. I mean, he could have been having it the whole time and just decided, fuck it, when we come back, we're going to go recorded, maybe. He actually, he works for a radio station, too, or he used to, at least. So he actually got a lot of, I think he was a producer for a radio show in that area that he lived in at the time. But really good show. That's actually, we're going to do a little MLR history. That's actually how a lot of us got introduced to Ashley from England. He actually came in as a Talk Radio Meltdown fan.
And now he does anti-society gamer radio? Or
anti-social gamer radio.
Anti-social gamer radio. I was going to say society doesn't sound good.
Yeah. Speaking of gaming and Ashley, there's a bit of news surrounding gaming.
Oh.
Yes. Turns out there's going to be a new Sly Cooper movie done by Rainmaker Studios, which, if you don't know, they were formerly known as Mainframe, the guys who did Beast Wars, Beast Machines, and Reboot.
You know what, though? I heard myself. But I have a feel like, you know, the weird thing with video game adaptations is most of them are not good. Like, there's a Sly Cooper adaptation being made, but I feel like it would just disappoint.
Okay, well, the thing is with this is a lot of video game adaptations are live action. Doesn't translate well.
No, not
but
at all.
But a lot of video games nowadays also are more cinematic, so they're easier to translate into a movies. You know, because with old school video game adaptations, there wasn't much of a story. Now there's more story. And, you know, also, I have a trailer to play, so, you know, if anyone wants, we post that in the chat and here in the Skype, and we can click and watch. No, I said 3, 2, 1, go, okay? Said how we did
1, 2, 3.
You, no, I said, we're going to go on 3. Go. I specifically said how we did it, unlike you who goes, we're going to go on 3. I said, 3, 2, 1, go. So you can't pull
Wait,
that shit with me.
So 3, 2, and then we go, or 3, 2, 1?
I said 3, 2, 1, go. You can't pull that shit, fucker, because I was specific. Now shut the fuck up.
Fuck
and
off.
Do
I'm
your
gonna,
job.
Fuck off. I'm going to pull
3,
it.
3, 2, 1, go, motherfucker!
Bentley, the brains.
Murray, the muscle.
Sly, give me some good news. We're losing him. Keep your shell. That'll come.
Really?
I see the light.
Hang in there, pal.
Everybody be cool. I'm on it.
Sly Cooper, the raccoon, the gentleman thief, the money, the heart robber, the...
Hey, cool, big guy.
We're running out of time, Sly!
Hey, no block, Bentley. Drunk you off.
Not on my shift. Seriously.
Station? And stealing the cops' donuts.
Infinitely better than most of the video game adaptations that have been made.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir.
And I'll see you point this out. With the CGI, it looks good. It's Rainmaker, the mainframe. They should be good at this by now.
Yeah. Red Sox in chat, you guys should be proud of me. I'm trying to listen and be in chat, watch karate, and watch the Blackhawks game.
Two of the characters in that trailer, I think, were voiced by their actual voices. Although Sly was voiced by Ian James Corlett instead of Kevin Miller. Mm-hmm. Also, I feel that although it's different from the CG in the game, it is decent enough and a good upgrade. Especially due to the fact that they've actually given Sly pants.
There were people really going up in arms about giving Sly pants.
No, not really, but I'm just, you know, we always have questions about, cartoon characters, Donald Duck doesn't wear pants, or something like that. This way, please everyone, and not have a bunch of people hounding you about, why isn't your main character wearing pants?
Because it's
a cartoon.
Yeah. fucking cartoon, people. Relax. Ducks don't walk around with clothing. For fuck's sake, fucking amateurs.
Punch, have you watched the trailer for the Amazing Spider-Man 2 yet?
Numerous times. Fantastic.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know if you guys had done that on here yet.
But. Oh, we did. We did. And, dude,
it's long ago.
It's a great trailer. Like, dude, they did a great job rebooting the Spider-Man franchise because they had a good first movie, a great second movie, and then just a shit third movie, which I mentioned on the long cut, which you can check out on Podomatic.
That's right.
That is all. That is hosted by Scrams and I.
Sluts.
And doing well, by the way.
Where's it ranked now?
We're in the 70s out of 700 on Podomatic in the film TV section.
Hashtag boom.
Yeah.
So suck it, all the podcasts that are ranked lower than we are.
Yeah, for three episodes in, we're doing pretty good, I would say.
I've got to, like, you know what's funny? I've got to get a subscription to Podomatic for By the Way. I never actually got to see what the numbers were like from the episode when I had Kells on.
I listened to that episode.
Yeah?
Yeah, that was your, like, fifth or sixth one. I listened to it, I just saw it on your Twitter one day, but I tuned in and listened to that, and it was pretty good.
Yeah, I do want to do that again. I mean, with the job and everything, but, like, I could still do it on Saturdays. So once I get a new Podomatic account, not a new account, but once I get a subscription to it and can have more storage, then I'll back on there. So, yeah, I listened to that episode. That was a good one. And also, I didn't ask a lot of the questions I was going to ask because we just ended up talking wrestling for most of the interview. So it leaves it open for a part two, which is going to happen when I start doing the show again. it's hard to do a seventh show when I've already got six that I do. Cornax, how are you doing, buddy?
I'm all right.
Cornax, you've got to branch out and do other shows. I can't be the... Scrams and I can't be the only radio whores right now.
Whores get paid. You two are sluts.
That's true. And let's not forget Royce and Dutch and Marie.
Well, no. Dutch and Marie have shows. Royce has two shows, and then he guests, and then he calls into every other show.
It would be three if Mersh was still around.
What's a Mersh?
It is an owner is station.
Mersh.
It is someone who technically has you employed here.
Mersh, the precursor to Footer.
It's true.
Is Footer like getting tired of that comparison already?
No, I don't think so. I've also never made it, so I don't actually know.
All right, because I could picture either him having a fun time with that, the whole you sound like Mersh thing. Or being like, what the fuck? I don't sound like him. And wait, doesn't Footer live close to where Mersh's area?
I don't know.
Footer lives in, as P-Rock calls it, Del Boca Vista.
P-Rock is always Del Drunka Vista, so.
Oh, I see what you did there. Yeah, so clever.
I've
oh right.
Could you? I when I'm down there for the wedding, I've got to find a way to get Mersh and Footer within the same general area, just to hear them carry a conversation. Close my eyes and not know who the fuck is talking.
We've done that before on air, like when the Fifth Circle was around still.
Yeah, but I wanted to be a person.
Just joined, and you know we have that we have that recording already.
Yeah, but I want the in-person version. God damn it. Can I please just...
So basically, you want two men on either side of you, and you want to close your eyes and just bask in pleasure.
Did I say pleasure? No. But it would be hilarious hearing the same...
You'd enjoy it.
Hearing those two talking or doing a show together, I think would be like what a lot of people think when they hear me and Hammy talking.
I don't know what... Okay. I don't know what...
Get it? Because people say we sound alike. for whatever reason.
I was going to point out that just because you're fat doesn't mean you sound the same. Plus, you're not fat anymore. So I can't really say that. Fuck! Why couldn't you be a fat ass?
It's true.
Doing because I want to live a few years longer.
It's true. He's doing... Have you seen
him? Why can't Hammy want that, too?
He's a svelte punchy. Hammy said he's been off the soda for a while now.
Yeah, but when he gets stressed, he'll have a stress soda, which I don't blame him. I mean, there's a lot.
Soda. I'm having a stress beverage right now.
You are? What's your... Oh, yeah, Blackhawks. They're kind of struggling, aren't they?
Oh, stop it.
Red Sox put goal in all caps, so I'm guessing the other team scored because Red Sox is trolling right now.
This goddamn WhatsApp is... I've been on WhatsApp for not even a minute, and there's already 13 messages.
Well, welcome to the MLR WhatsApp scramble. Welcome.
You know what it's like to come back from break at work and all of a sudden have 500 messages to you?
Yep.
No, you... Oh, wait. Yeah, you did get a job, Punchy.
Turn this... I have to keep my cell phone off the whole time. So when I turn the cell phone back on to go on break, you have 300 messages. Jesus, what the fuck is going on?
I'm shutting my mouth.
I just found something that's going to make my battery die is what I think I just found here.
Yeah, well, you know, I just talked to Battery Whore Hammy.
Yeah, Battery Whore. I remember I first met Hammy. He was handing out his little external battery thing to Lynn's Bella so she could keep her...
Yep.
Bad from dying on her.
Well, you know what Hammy used to do? He would post a lot of screen caps of his phone screen showing his battery.
Oh, Jesus.
Life.
Every fucking so much- day.
He's like, look at my iPhone is so much better because look at all the battery I'm saving. And a month later, fuck Apple. Look at my battery's fucking draining now. then it's Google, the G2 phone is fantastic. See, look at my battery life. And give it a few weeks. Fucking G2, I'm going back to iPhone. Fuck this battery life.
Excuse me. What? Didn't mean to blow that right into the thing. What? You know what? You guys were talking about video game movies. What's your favorite video game movie?
My favorite? Not Street Fighter.
No, not Street Fighter?
It's good for the unintentional hilarity, but it's you know, it wasn't a good movie, I'd say. Most people would. Actually, 90% of the populace would probably say that.
And then let's be honest. One of the better movie adaptations was the Mortal Kombat movie. Time. Kid watching it.
Now, with its 1990s.
Yeah, time. I was a kid watching it, and I found it good.
It didn't have much value, but like, even kid, or as a teenager, the second one is for a few years. Even killed your nostalgia. Probably killed the franchise for a few years.
Was that Annihilation?
Yep.
Yeah. I really like Hitman with Timothy Oliphant. I like that. Timothy Elephant, that's correct. I really like that. I like that one as far as a live-action adaptation of a movie goes.
True. And actually, the Silent Hill movies weren't that bad. I said weren't that bad. I didn't say they were good or great. I'm just saying they weren't horrible.
Well, wouldn't Resident Evil would just have to be the best, though, wouldn't it?
Depends on which
one. They make a franchise. They make a ton of one in a movie on those things.
Bet one's better.
They make a ton of fucking money.
Game characters. Bet one's better when they started actually acknowledging video game characters more. Like Chris Redfield. It took them 6 movies to introduce Chris Redfield. Jesus Christ, dude was in the first game. And granted, I get that he's not a very well-liked character to a lot of Resident Evil fans because he's not Leon Kennedy, pretty much, is what it boils down to. But still, for fuck's sake, people. Kennedy's shoulders like Kevin Nash's quad. And that's why he's not still... You know... We're going to shift. We'll do nerd stuff in a second, but I want to just keep some frustration with him. He's toiling in TNA because he couldn't keep himself from not getting injured. Mr. Anderson now.
Next.
No, Ken Kennedy. Mr. Anderson now, as he's called. He was,
And this is brought to you by the Nerd Hour, Wednesdays, 11 to 1, and the Shoot, Sundays, 4 to 6, and OSW Review, Tuesdays, after any social game or radio that we plugged earlier, bitches. But he was actually going to get a pretty big push. They gave him, like, their money in the bank, just lost. You're seeing WoW got killed. But anyway, yeah. Mariah Faber just lost, because I'm here seeing WoW Faber got killed. But anyway...
Yeah. They just, everybody just tossed that into this WhatsApp thing, too.
But, anyway, we had, like, Ken Kennedy, who actually was pretty good on the mic. It was decent in the ring. I wouldn't say he was great, but by WWE standards, he was not bad. But he was pretty good on the mic, and he had an interesting entrance where he would actually introduce himself. Like, he would be the one doing the ring announcing. And he would have a microphone come down from the top. And what they were planning on doing was have a title shot, had him win the Money in the Bank so that he could be, you know, get a world title shot, which he got injured and thus lost it to another wrestler. And then he was going to be in a storyline as Vince McMahon's legitimate son, which wound up going to a midget because Ken Kennedy could not stay healthy. I got into a wrestling rant on the Nerd Hour. My wiring is officially whacked out for the weekend. Holy shit.
That's all right. You won. You called Mark Out Radio the Nerd Hour when you said it was on 11 to 1 on Wednesdays. So
I meant Mark Out Radio. For fuck's sake. Dude, I've got to point out, and I want to point out to the people who do listen to both shows, I will be bringing back the NXT reviews soon. After the wedding, but I will be making an article on the marketradio.com website relatively soonish. I don't know what I'm going to write about, but I'm going to write about something. Just we'll leave it at that. And oh,
by the way, I do have one thing to say.
What's that? And there's a, and I want to point out there's a reason we're BSing right now and about random stuff. It was a very slow news week.
In other words, Punchy didn't do a lot of prep.
No, there wasn't really much good prep to do. There really wasn't. Like I was, when I have a good prep day, it takes me all of about 5 minutes to get enough stories. I was struggling for a half an hour to find shit.
Mm.
Like I can generally. But one of the main topics we're going to talk about right now, there was some, let's just say DC Films. I believe they're just trying to troll the populace now.
Yeah.
For those who don't know, not Michael Cera has been cast as Lex Luthor.
You mean Jesse Eisenberg?
No, I mean not Michael Cera.
You mean Jesse Eisenberg?
His name's not Michael Cera.
I know, and it's Jesse Eisenberg.
I know, I'm saying. Dick. Red Sox in chat, Scrambler talking about Mark Out Radio. Someone report this to P-Rock Magazine.
Shh.
What was
P-Rock Magazine. I can't believe that it's even a question that the Red Show doesn't win every week. There's still voting going on every week. Well, I can't believe it.
What do you mean voting?
Well, when the P-Rock magazine, they're an internet radio magazine. So is number, and it's not a guarantee that the Red Show is number one every week.
P-Rock magazine. When did this P-Rock magazine thing come? We'll talk about that later. Let's talk about this casting. So Jesse Eisenberg. Who is most famous for playing the dickhead inventor of Facebook, and also for being in Zombieland, which is fantastic, and also being the guy they hire when Michael Cera is not available.
Well, he was in Adventureland, and that was a fun movie.
It was, but again, another Michael Cera-esque role that they were like, Michael Cera won't do this movie, so hey, guess what, Jesse Eisenberg, you're hired. We're also going to hire Mopey Twilight Girl and Ryan Reynolds so we can get the girls in there.
And then... They also hired Kick-Ass, who was played by not Jesse Eisenberg.
Oh, Aaron Johnson.
Yeah.
Yep. who's going to be in Godzilla.
Which, by the way, looks amazing.
Really does. I mean, dude, we've got Walter White and Kick-Ass in the same movie.
You know who I'm pissed at?
Who?
You.
Why?
Because anytime you mention Godzilla, you don't have Blue Oyster Cult ready to pull up.
No, because I would just rather talk about how fantastic Godzilla is without playing a Blue Oyster Cult song about Godzilla.
But it's Blue Oyster Cult. How do you not love Blue Oyster Cult?
What are you eating?
He's playing with Transformers.
Oh, okay.
I
sounds like.
Now, the other thing, too, is the fact that not only did they cast Jesse Eisenberg as Lex Luthor, they've cast Jeremy Irons as Alfred.
Yeah! Sorry. Had to shut him off.
I love your face, and I will molest it with my testicles.
Red Sox says, stop typing and clicking, damn it.
I'm not tapping and clicking and doing the things.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
Am I typing and clicking right now?
No, not right now, but you were.
I am not!
All right, I'm pulling up IMDb so I can get the full list in front of me because I only know like 80% of the cast for this movie, but...
Which one? The Batman one?
The Superman.
Superman, Batman. Well,
you can't combine Batman and Superman into one word. You just make Batman or Superman.
Fuck. Superbat. That's what we're calling it, Superbat.
See?
So, obviously you've got, you know, Henry Cavill as Superman and Ben Affleck as Batman, which
is... The Ben Affleck as Batman thing, it doesn't... I know a lot of people don't like it, but the thing is, I watched Daredevil. I kind of like Daredevil. I'm talking about director's cut, people. Director's cut. And I think he could play a good Bruce Wayne.
And can I just say Daredevil is Marvel's Batman?
Yes, exactly.
And with that, Dick Grayson is DC's Peter Parker.
Yes.
Which means you better not kill him, DC. God damn it.
Calm your tits.
I will not calm my man tits.
I didn't even specify. Jesus Christ. Anyway, what I was saying is, although some people are kind of pissed at this and whatever, it doesn't seem too odd. Jesse Eisenberg, I think he's too young for the role.
Way too young for the role.
Look, even when Lex Luthor was portrayed as young by Michael Rosenbaum, Michael Rosenbaum did not seem too young for the role. And it's just like, even if Michael Rosenbaum, back when Smallville started, could have taken this role and been more believable for me. I just think Jesse Eisenberg has way too much of a baby face. And it's – I'm not trying to judge him.
He's the same age as Henry Cavill, though.
All right, makes sense. But some, you know, some people look a little younger than people their age.
That's true.
But who knows? I mean, it very well could be something just fantastic, but we'll never know. Well, actually, we will know, but I'm hoping he does well. I kind of am rooting for this movie. I know a lot of people want to shit on it.
Well, it kind of seems like a downgrade with Jesse Eisenberg because think of all those rumors we had over the summer of, you know, it's going to be Bryan Cranston. It's going to be Bryan Cranston.
Well, maybe...
Jesse Eisenberg?
Yeah, and a lot of people thought that Hugo Weaving was going to play Sinestro in the Green Lantern movie.
Well, it's also like... All right. One thing that's kind of odd is, you know, people didn't exactly like Man of Steel. There was a mixed reaction on it.
No,
but it almost seems like you're going full on camp with the sequel.
You know what I hope?
Ben Affleck is one thing where I can see it and kind of pull it back and say, yeah, Ben Affleck can work. But Ben Affleck, Jesse Eisenberg, I'm like, are you just going full camp? Like, just full on the Batman in the fourth and fifth seasons?
Oh, shit. Joaquin Phoenix is rumored to be in the movie.
Okay. Yep. We've jumped the shark already.
And there's the rumor that Dick Grayson is going to be cast in the movie.
I know.
As Nightwing.
You know what I also find weird is just sort of you think of it as a Batman Superman movie, and then all of a sudden Wonder Woman's involved. I mean, all right, okay, I can get what they're going to do with this, but it's like, boom, Wonder Woman, and it's like, what is this turning into?
Well, it's turning into a clusterfuck to set up a Justice League movie.
You don't say.
I don't know about Jeremy Irons playing Alfred.
I don't know. Will he make Bruce Willis go around New York City trying to find bombs? Simon Says.
You have there's 2 gallons of water in a 5-gallon bucket, and you need to get 3 gallons of water into a 10-gallon. Oh, Jesus Christ. Never had to do math watching a Bruce Willis movie before.
Oh, man, that fucking... some kid might find it. That whole little running gag when they finally did solve that water puzzle, and they just kept carrying the briefcase with them.
Right, so they had a bomb for later. That thing became like a MacGuffin. They had to use the damn thing. Otherwise, it would just look like assholes carrying around a bomb for an hour and 40 minutes of a 2-hour movie.
Yeah, pretty much. That movie was underrated, I want to point out, that as far as the Die Hard movies go.
No, I like that one. No. You know which movie was... No, I can't even make a joke about Die Hard 2. I was going to try and make a joke saying it was underrated, but it was overrated because it was made.
Oh.
Such a pile of shit. You mean the blue and the red are blanks and real bullets? And oh, Jesus Christ.
You have to make sense. Not really, but it does.
I liked the 4th movie the best. Out of the non-first movie, obviously. Out of the...
Really?
The I mean, obviously the first movie is the best. But I liked Live Free or Die Hard immensely.
As far as my two favorites, I'm preferential to Part 1 and Part 3.
Yeah, I did. I did like Die Hard with a Vengeance. It is a good movie.
I thought Samuel Jackson and Bruce Willis had a great chemistry in the movie. Cornax, what do you think about these movies?
Meh.
Not a fan, or just don't have anything to go?
Should we not be dragging movie talk into this? Is that what's going on here?
That's like 80% of the Nerd Hour.
Right.
I honestly, you're gonna go all hammy on me. I have not seen Die Hard.
What?
What?
Yeah.
You don't have to go. It's not hammy on you because you haven't seen a movie. It's Die Hard. Anybody will go anything on you for saying you didn't see Die Hard.
Well, yeah.
Well, let's
arguably top 5 action movies ever. Maybe top. First, I mean, it might be the
top big, first.
You know what I mean? I was going to say third or top 3, but I think it's just the best action movie ever. I mean, it's great. It's ridiculous, but it's great.
I just haven't had the chance to get a copy and see it.
Get a copy and see it, and then find a way to watch Blue is the Warmest Color so you can see ass eating.
Love a good
what
ass
the
X is flipping out now. Girl on girl ass eating.
Yeah, girl on girl. Come on now.
You remember I was pulling the bit where I was all excited last week. I get it. I'm just you came out of left field.
That's what I do. Hashtag Black Punchy.
No, so wait. What you do is break the fourth wall.
I'm the breaker of fourth walls.
Yeah. So stick with that gimmick.
I'm the juggernaut of fourth walls. Don't you know who I am?
Yeah, bitch.
I'm the fourth wall Kool-Aid man.
Oh, yeah! Except you can't have Kool-Aid because it has tons of sugar.
Yeah, that's a good point. But, oh, man, I can't believe you haven't seen the Die Hard movies, Cornax. Dude, I'm shocked.
I want you to think of every other single movie I've seen, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I have seen well over 200 films in my life.
And that's why I'm surprised, because you watch movies.
Yeah,
But considering some of the other movies I watch, like Citizen Kane, Casablanca, you know, are you surprised I haven't gotten around to it yet?
Yes.
Dude, my DVD shelf includes the following. Seven Samurai, RoboCop, Che, Hunger, Godzilla, Repo Man, Star Trek Into Darkness, The Dead, Scream, Doctor Who Special, Zombie, Drive, Dawn, Day of the Dead.
It's a little bit of everything.
And a lot of French New Wave.
You and your French New Wave.
It was awesome. Don't knock it. Don't knock it till you've watched it and then try to keep up with the subtitles. But, like, and how awesome is Seven Samurai, since I've got both of you here? Just how fantastic.
What's Seven Samurai? Is that 54, maybe?
Yep. Akira yep. Kurosawa.
Year of Godzilla.
Yes, we already talked about Kurosawa. I love Yojimbo and Ran are two of my favorite movies. I really like samurai movies. It's one of my favorite kind of subgenres.
Back when I was unemployed punchy, I was like, fuck it, I'm watching movies today, one of which was Seven Samurai. Holy shit, I didn't realize how long that movie was.
Really? You didn't realize that, like, over a three-hour movie was long?
When I saw it, I hadn't seen it before.
Do you have Magnificent Seven?
Not yet. I know it's like a Western remake of Seven Samurai.
It is.
Have you ever seen it?
Nope.
Not yet.
Oh, you should watch it. It's pretty good. You might enjoy it.
I should. I've heard really good things about it. Have you seen Solo?
No.
You will be scarred for life, but have you seen Solo?
No.
We talked about it last week.
Holy crap.
Have you seen Pink Flamingos?
Not entirely.
Shut up.
I can sit through bad taste movies.
I watched.
I've seen the scene where she eats dog. Well, I say she. Where.
It.
Well, that's just mean.
Where the next Joe Coletta prank call victim eats dog shit.
Oh, come on. That's just mean.
And accurate.
That's rude and impolite.
And completely and utterly accurate.
Yes. Okay. Well, I was just going to say. The scene where Divine eats dog shit.
Yeah, I think there are GIFs of that too that I posted in chat. Dude, they in Solo they have a scene that's just basically a buffet of shit, and I think they made a fruit and chocolate puree that then they made it look like turds. So the people in the scene they were looking like they were eating shit, but it was like. A weird mixture of fruit and chocolate ground up.
Sounds awful.
It was.
I'm looking up wedding gifts for Royce.
Besides yeah. Finkel and Einhorn, his and hers, Dolphins jerseys?
Well, yeah, I was going more along the lines of a straight razor, the old-timey bathing suit, a set of dumbbells with the weight shaped like balls.
A straight razor is like $200 to $300 for a nice straight razor.
Which would make it a good wedding gift.
It would make it a great wedding gift. Yeah. And then Marie could murder him with it later.
And then she inherits all of MLR.
And then it all talks about ponies and puppies.
Yeah, it'll turn to more like rainbows.
And then everybody is a phone.
You're a phone! Make the Oprah gif. It'll be, you're a phone, you're a phone, you're a phone, and you're a phone.
Oh my God. Someone photoshopped Marie's face onto Oprah, pointing with a... You're a phone! You're a phone! You're a phone! You're a phone!
Is, Batman Superman is a super bat. Is that going to be Wonder Woman's first appearance, or is the Wonder Woman movie coming out before?
It's going to be her first appearance.
She is gorgeous, isn't she?
Yeah, she is. I mean, that doesn't look like the type to play Wonder Woman. But holy shit!
She's obviously from the Fast and the Furious franchise, yeah. Where people know her from. But I think she is Israeli, or
I think so. Yeah, that sounds like an Israeli name, Gil Gadot.
Yeah, she's.
You know what I saw yesterday?
What'd you see?
I saw August Osage County.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I've got to say, no matter how screwed up your family is, the family in this movie is more messed up by far.
And that's coming from Punchy.
Yeah, that's coming from me. I'll give you a quick rundown. The eldest members, the two main parents, one is a pill addicted just bitch, and the father is a former poet turned alcoholic who is driven to suicide.
Is that Sam Shepard?
Yeah.
Okay.
The eldest daughter is Julia Roberts, who's divorcing her husband because she's so much like her mom that it drove her husband away to one of his college students.
Good for him.
You've got the middle daughter who is just a weird real estate agent who is dating some idiot played by Dalmart Maroney, who hits on the 14-year-old daughter of the eldest of the three daughters. That's right. But there's more. Then there's Julianna Nicholson's character named, who's the youngest daughter, who falls in love with her cousin, played by Benedict Cumberbatch. Her cousin, who's played by Benedict Cumberbatch, is actually her brother.
Oh boy.
Can I say most screwed up family ever?
Welcome to, well, basically, the American South with British people.
Is she going to win? Is Meryl Streep going to win?
She might.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would give Julia Roberts the win over Jennifer Lawrence, but Meryl Streep gets the best actress win.
You will never give anybody anything over Jennifer Lawrence.
No, never.
Because
I'm stubborn, but I am stubborn, I must say. I must very well say. But I guess it's not, I mean, here's the thing. It's one of those movies where if it didn't have the acting it had, it wouldn't be as good as it was. I'm giving it the Last King of Scotland classification.
By the way, when you were describing August Osage Orange or whatever, Osage County, I finished. Just letting you know.
You finished? Oh, to
indeed.
Gal Gadot.
Yeah, she was Miss Universe 2007. She was Mrs.
Oh, man, hold on. Now I got to finish. Wow.
I put a couple of pictures of her up in there. She is
hot.
I think, yeah. You know who Zoe Saldana in Colombiana? Yep. That was she was super hot in that as like an assassin type, powerful, badass chick type of character.
As the Colombiana.
As a Colombiana.
But we've speaking of movies with Benedict Cumberbatch, J.J. Abrams, you remember the Star Trek Into Darkness? That whole movie where they were like, hey, no, his name's this. And then, haha, lol, no, his name's Khan, stupid.
Yeah, where he tried to keep that secret.
J.J. Abrams now regrets doing that and thinks he should have just called him Khan from the get-go.
Because everybody knew that's where it was going from 2 years before the movie came out? Is that why?
Yep. Because the surprise was ruined before he could even make it a surprise.
Should have called him the Smoke Monster.
Yeah, bitch. But it did have Klingons for the first time this year in the Abrams version, too.
Well, it would have to, wouldn't it? I mean, or it didn't. I mean, it didn't. It had to, didn't it? I mean, that was kind of...
Oh, man. And then there's James T. Kirk as a man whore. That he is. He's a man whore in that series. Holy shit.
What happened to Cornax? What did he do? He disappeared.
What did I do?
I don't... You got quiet all of a sudden.
What?
Oh, I was reading about the
August Osage County movie. Fucked up.
Right?
Just fucking fucked up.
How, dude? Oh, yeah, and then the mother, spoiler alert. The mom, played by Meryl Streep, you find out, knew all along where the dad was and could have saved him, could have prevented him from drowning, but she decided to unload their safety deposit box first and then was too late to save him.
Yeah. I got to that part. Jesus fucking Christ.
Told you. And now I saved you guys $10.
Just... Fucking, I wouldn't have seen it anyway. This is just, Jesus. Jesus!
You know what I want to see that's coming out? The Monuments Men.
Do you? I can't decide if I want to see it or not. I'm going to see it, but.
I like the cast.
Yeah, that's probably why I was going to see it, too. And I really do like Clooney directing.
Yeah, and I like a lot of, I like World War II-based stuff or Vietnam-based stuff. You know, like, I'm a fan of those kind of movies. I won't always watch a war movie, but some of the best war movies are made from that general era, or those two eras. Like for example, Apocalypse Now.
Do you secretly wish for the communists and Nazis to win all the time?
No.
Oh.
What do you think I am? A communist?
Or a Nazi?
No. I could never be. They weren't quite fond of the Italians either.
No. They weren't.
No, not at all. Not at all. Nor were they. They probably weren't too fond of the Ukrainians, which is also part of my genetic makeup. And they bombed England, which is the other third of my genetic
makeup.
Wait
a minute. You're part backpack bomb?
It's Chechen.
Yeah, it's Chechen. No, no, he's going by the 360 and 420 inside.
Wait, I loved how you jumped on that bandwagon. No, the only reason I say this, I haven't said any Ukrainian jokes in a while. The only reason I bring this shit up is how often have you jumped on that fucking bandwagon with Dennis and you're fucking Ukrainian yourself?
I'm part Ukrainian.
The Ukraine is weak.
Jeez.
Nothing?
Ukraine is weak in this one.
Nothing? Seinfeld? No? Man.
Just letting you swim in that. But yeah, no, I am part Ukrainian. My great-grandmother on my mom's side is Ukrainian. So, since we're not missing a beat today, but yeah, I do.
I was waiting for another backpack bomber joke. I thought Cornex had a few more in him.
Yeah, I thought he did too, but. Since, you know, I like promoting other shows in the station, 360 and 420, they do a bit where they call Dennis the backpack bomber. And he's Ukrainian. So that's why he's saying the whole backpack bomber thing.
Shut up, Russian.
I'm not Russian.
Shut up, Russian.
You know who else is Ukrainian? And I'm going to save this here for you, Punchy.
Who's Ukrainian?
A one Mila Kunis.
Yeah, so it's not that bad now, is it, fuckers? Sorry.
Well, she gets a pass because she's hot.
Have you seen Punchy lately?
Yeah.
he's not. Like, at all.
Oh, well, thanks, dickhead.
I don't find hipsters attractive.
Oh, no. Was it the V-neck or the glasses?
Kind of the glasses, but a little bit of the neck beard. And
hey, I've always had a beard, though.
Not a douche beard.
What other beards do I grow? It's all douche beards.
Exactly, douche. But it becomes douchier when you become a hipster. Fag!
All right.
I need to be.
How do you feel about shows getting resurrected by Netflix and Hulu and internet streaming services?
Clearly, I love it because, let's face it, that's how we got Arrested Development back.
And they did a good job with it, and it's going to keep going. So,
And I like Netflix doing, like, Orange is the New Black was pretty good. I like that. Even though it was an original series and not a revived series, still, fuck it, I'm counting it. But yeah, Orange is the New Black was huge. And Jesus Christ, 82 WhatsApp messages. But Monkey, I guess, just saw a picture of Gal Gadot and was like, Jesus Christ, what?
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 What? What a burger.
What?
Penis!
Who, why are they, alright, in the WhatsApp, why are they posting old pictures of Hammy and I?
I don't know, because, you know.
Oh, I guess Rich is doing it to, as a guest the MLR host hashtag.
I don't know.
Well, if you're in the group, hashtag you got the answers there, fuckers. Butt Monkey's
well,
in
I'm not in the group.
Oh, well, alright. Then, well, people who are listening, they don't listen to the Nerd Hour. Anyway, so we got Butt Monkey in chat. Hi, Butt Monkey. How are you doing, buddy? We are going to go on a quick break. Not a quick break, but still a break. I need water. Cornex needs to play with Transformers for a few, and
fuck yourself.
Scrambler needs to regret deciding to join on to this week's show. So we'll be back after these commercials.
And I run him across my keyboard. Ha ha! Hear your typing noises? That's a Transformer. Fuck you! Fuck you! Eat my dick!
Cornex?
That was a hard out. That was a hard out, Punchy. You missed it.
Yeah, no,
you're a fucking idiot!
No, I'm not.
Hard out!
Stop being screaming, guy. Cornex?
I'm giving you an out, fucker!
Hey, listeners. Yes, that means you. Miss your favorite More Like Radio shows live? No problem. Just go to morelikeradio.com/downloads. That's morelikeradio.com/downloads. More Like Radio's RSS feed works with your iThings, Zooms, Androids, Windows Phone, and anything else that can subscribe to an RSS feed. If you're so awesome that you only get your podcasts from iTunes, you can subscribe to our feed in iTunes by clicking the Subscribe to iTunes link right on the Downloads page. So what are you waiting for? Download More Like Radio podcasts and subscribe to our feed now. Yes, right now. Do it.
Are you a comedian that has trouble?
Oh, Red Sox says only cool people are in the WhatsApp group.
Everybody's a hack. I get it. Shut up.
Well.
Swing. Yeah, don't
cool
be
people.
Fucking shit comic.
Lee. You're an asshole.
Fuck you.
Follow the crowd.
Does it really get ramrod in? That's a cock joke. Swing. I'm
what
not
happened to Punchy? Does he
person.
Think he put a break
you know
on?
What happened for the first time?
I don't know.
Shut up.
I'm fucking pissy.
Did he just leave for us joke just
here.
Bullshit?
Call me a faggot.
Oh, I can bullshit.
Stick.
I don't care.
I think he's
I think
a comic.
I can bullshit,
I love
too.
You.
Gave
honestly,
finger.
I'm just...
Fuck you.
I know, I looked at both times. One of the first results is a bunch of bullshit with
a
Homestar runner.
Shut up!
Shut up. I'm not an unpleasant person.
Jesus
fuck you.
He lives!
Conti Kenny Show. Fuck
what
you.
What happened?
I don't know.
Dicks.
Just, yeah. I think.
Wait, why is that guy gargling?
This is your morning wake-up call.
It's how I get my morning started. They're my morning show.
All right, here's a little inside info. They're not even real listeners. These are staged people, and you hear the same thing across the entire country. And that's why Hammy and these hack shows are going to serve this country and expose these hack shows for what they are.
Shut up!
Many of us grew up reading the works of Jules Verne and books like Treasure Island, great classic fantasy novels. But most of the fantasy novels released today read like a role-playing game.
Yep.
I'm interested in characters
there
and stories when reading
side.
Fantasy novels.
Yep.
And I found a fantasy novel written with the
stream,
story and the characters as the focus.
The
book is titled Daughter of Vengeance, and the author is David Timrick. David Timrick is a self-published author who has written several books, and they are all top-rated on Amazon. Daughter of Vengeance is a story about a young lady who's thrust into a world of espionage, betrayal, and murder. A survivor at heart, she befriends a master assassin who takes her as his apprentice. After years of training and careful planning, she begins her life as one of the king's many spies. Unknown to her, a plot has slowly been unraveling, which will not only destroy the fragile peace of the kingdom, but could descend the world into chaos and war. Can Michelle rise above the shortcomings and failures of her predecessors and set right the wrongs done centuries before? And will her life be the ultimate price she pays for the sins of others? You'll have to read Daughter of Vengeance by David Timmerich to find out. So visit his website, davidtimmerich.com, to buy your copy today. David Timmerich, T-E-M-R-I-C-K, davidtimmerich.com. Daughter of Vengeance is available on Kindle and in paperback.
Listen to Unsigned Hype every Tuesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific, on MoreLikeRadio.com. It's hosted by Sir Darkside, a.k.a. at Darkside Rules on Twitter. Check out the show for dope interviews, exclusive releases from artists such as Brother Ali, Mally, Kelly Mays, Lex Leosis, MOA, and Aesop Rock. It doesn't get better than this. Every Tuesday night on MoreLikeRadio.com is the Unsigned Hype.
Talk Radio Meltdown.
He just wrote a song, put it on an album. The album came out, went to number one, and a few weeks later, he's like, oh yeah, by the way, I'm gay, and if you want to know why, listen to this particular track.
Oh,
so everyone did, and they found out, it's like, oh, this song's apparently about how much he wants to fuck a dude. Okay. That's logical.
Well, with the verse like, I want a dick up my ass repeatedly with balls touching my bum.
Is that really the lyric? I'm not familiar with this band.
Talk Radio Meltdown every Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Hey everybody, this is Alexa. You can hear my Uncle Sean say terrible things on the Hippo Juice Show. Wednesday night from 7 to 9 p.m. Followed by the Red Show from 9 to 11. And now mark out Radio with Big T and Dark Fox is on Wednesday too. Join them during their new time slot, 11 to 1 a.m., only on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Now I'm realizing that this is all gonna be on fucking podcast. Oh boy!
I told you. I was trying to warn you the whole time,
dude. I don't care. I'm voluntarily Skyping into you. Use this to make a promo. I don't care. No, dude. Like I said, my fiance doesn't listen. Dutch got drunk one night. Well, he gets drunk every night, but he got drunk one night, and I used it as a promo. Why not use this into a promo? I give everyone permission to turn this audio into a promo. I don't care.
He also used Drunk Me for a promo, too, if you remember.
Punch AJ, you play it every week.
I do. Folks at home, Radio Gold like this happens every Sunday and Thursday at midnight on 360 on 420, only on MoreLikeRadio.com.
That's right. Here we are. The Nerd.
You're the only one who could hear the break.
That's right.
No, the listeners could also hear the break.
Yeah, but we cannot.
All you had to do was look in the chat or look in...
Why am I going to look in the chat?
It was funny, don't worry.
Oh, you know what, just for that, hold on, I'm adding to group call.
Oh, no.
Adding that to group call.
Oh, I have a feeling I know who this is. Oh, no!
What's up, buddy? How are you doing, Red Sox?
Don't even want to hear it. Don't even want to hear it.
I'm wonderful. How are you guys?
Hello, Nakam.
What's going on?
Not much. How was your day? What's the update on your eye, first off?
It's fucked. What else is there?
It hasn't gotten better since they put you on the meds?
No, it's staying about the same. It hasn't gotten worse, though, so that's a good thing.
Well, at least it's not getting worse.
Yeah. I just had two things to say. Number one, you guys are a bunch of unprofessional fucks.
Yeah.
Way to talk over commercials.
We didn't know there were any commercials.
They
told us.
I don't know why they weren't. They couldn't hear the commercials.
Because your audio. Look, I couldn't hear them last week either.
Well, way to tell me, Dick.
Well, you know, fuck you. Dick.
You know what? The only thing that matters is whether the audience hears them.
Oh, yeah. But because you didn't, you know, have the audio set up right, they didn't hear them. They heard us talking over them.
Why didn't you throw us out of the Skype call?
Actually, pretty sure.
Why didn't you do something
that
someone in control of the show would do?
Because I felt like saying shut up. But,
And did it work?
No.
But exactly!
Red Sox clearly just said you were talking over the ads.
Because we didn't know they were playing, asshat!
Well, why didn't you tell me last week when you didn't hear them last week?
Because I forgot!
As you were not hearing the ads last week?
You know what? Fuck your couch, bitch!
All right, Red Sox,
say your thing. Get it right.
All right, and the Red Sox had a second point to make.
Yeah, no, I think Scrambler kind of knows where I'm going with this, but
we got a point, damn it.
Well, how's it feel to lose another game in a shootout?
We have won like no games in overtime, and we have only won like three games in a shootout. We are the overtime losing kids this year.
It's terrible.
It's the only thing saving us.
Don't you guys have a game coming up with the Rangers?
Yeah, the 28th. It's going to be after the we have games with two good teams next week. We have the Ducks, the Kings, and then we have the Yotes. We're playing the whole Pacific in the next, you know, starting today. You know, we're playing the best division there is.
Rangers won their most recent games.
You mean against the Islanders?
And the Devils beat the shit out of the Devils.
Were they
those games?
But the Blackhawks, what about the
What about the Blackhawks?
I'm wearing my Belfour jersey today. How's that?
Uh-huh.
Jeez, that's old school.
Uh-huh.
I'm wearing my Cesaro shirt today. So there's that.
The red one?
Yeah.
I'm wearing pajama pants and a robe.
I've actually got.
But I'm using the robe as a blanket.
Yep, I've actually got two of the red one. I've got one in a 5X, which I'm wearing. It's like it's so big on me that it's now kind of a lounging indoors shirt. But then I've got another one in a size XL that I'll eventually shrink into. What? Cornax. Why do I hear myself?
What?
Speakers. I think I'm playing through Cornax's speakers.
You shouldn't be.
This is the most professional broadcast I've ever watched today.
You know, we had a good like two or three good episode streak. So fuck it. We're allowed to have a loose, unprofessional episode. It may not make it to podcast, but we were allowed.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Whenever we have fun, but it goes wrong technically, Punchy says, fuck it, it's not going up.
This one will probably go up. The reason the last one didn't go up was because the internet kept cutting out. So I was like, fuck it, no, this one's not going up. Even though it had a rare Rich in Arizona call, and I kind of want to figure out something to do with it, even though he peed a lot during his call. Like, but it's still, like, him calling radio shows is so rare that I got to do something with it. Like, I feel obligated.
As long as you don't rage quit today, we're good.
There's no rage quitting. I mean, listen, I'm not going to take my ball and go home. I'm already home.
Okay. You're not going to be like CM Punk, you mean?
No, no. Well, you see, when I do that, it'll be at my job and it'll be epic. Like, for the 800th time, I get called an asshole by a customer. Yeah, that happened today, by the way.
Well, they're not wrong.
No, not wrong at all, but still. They're not wrong in the least. You know, I was going to save this story for Brainstew, but I'm going to say it now. And we're getting pictures of the Empire magazine covers, one with Jennifer Lawrence. There's also a cover that shows what the Sentinels are going to look like. And there's one that shows what Toad's going to look like and one that shows Quicksilver. I guess they've got like 11 different covers or 25 different covers.
Who cares? We got the best one right there.
Oh, no shit, because Jennifer Lawrence, I would just do tons of nasty things to her. But anyway.
Yeah, you wish.
Yeah, you also wish, so shut up.
Yeah, I do. But I don't speak like I'm going to have a chance to do them.
No, I didn't say I said I would. Didn't say I could. I said I would.
Have Rich in Arizona kidnap her and put her in his crawl space, and then you can, and then he can save her for you until you get there.
And then I'll pretend to save her. It'll be like the plot they had for George McFly in Back to the Future. Hey, get your hands off her, you.
And then when you realize that Rich in Arizona's in his Gacy clown makeup, what are you going to do then? Just start laughing?
Yeah, pretty much. But I've got a customer who calls in, and I got to preface this by saying, A, that I work for technical support for water heaters, so it's a lot of people who are bitching about things. Like, literally, that's a good chunk of my day. So this woman calls today. And she's like, oh, well, we told her have the technician call back. She's saying, oh, well, he said he'll call back, but he can't till this time. And she ever, like, can you ever hear a sense of entitlement in someone's voice?
Like, yes.
Like this spoiled, cunty housewife.
Uh-huh.
This was her. This was this woman that I was on the phone with. So I'm telling her, no, ma'am, we need to know we specifically told you guys to pull the burner of the unit out to check for the safety device. Did you do that? I'm pretty sure he did. Cabin call us back. No, what do you mean? He said we need this and this. I'm like, no, ma'am, from what that was described, it does not sound like you need those two items. That's why we need that's why the repairman was to have checked that for that part. And it sounds like he didn't. It's like, oh, well, you're going to go against the word of a technician? I'm like, well, you know, if he's not going to do what needs to be done, then yeah, I am. So, you know, going back and forth like that. And at one point, she wanted to speak to a supervisor. I didn't really want to transfer her. So I started getting more passive-aggressive and more confrontational until she just said, asshole, and hung up.
If she calls you an asshole, can you hang up on her?
Yeah, but she hung up before I could. That's right.
Honestly, what I do with customers nowadays, I immediately just call my manager or someone. I'm like, fuck it, you deal with it. I'm not losing my job.
I mean, I won't get in trouble for that either. Because fuck it, if she's getting nasty, I can get nasty back. I had an awful woman.
I can't.
I had an awful woman call in Thursday night. You know, something done with, and she was like, but get a part, or trying to get something done with her tank, but. The way, you know, like, she wouldn't do the test the proper way, so I wasn't going to count the reading. And I'm going to, again, preface by saying I'm one of the toughest people in the office as far as, like, not caving in to customers. Because I just don't give a shit. I really don't. So she's, like, talking about how, well, the water came out lukewarm. I'm like, all right, well, what was the temperature? Well, you know, you put the thermometer in there. She goes, no, I don't have a thermometer. I got to buy a thermometer to do the test. I'm thinking to myself, you fucking asshole. So, and I guess works at work inbound, which I'm an inbound call center worker. So she starts screaming, She said she didn't have a thermometer, and then all of a sudden she goes, oh, well, it's 75, 80 degrees. I'm like, ma'am, you're just guessing. I'm not, no. You're going to have to get the right reading and give us a call back. She starts screaming, saying, I'm just going to buy a new water heater, and then I'm going to go to City Hall and sue your company. And I'm like, good luck with that, ma'am. She goes, I want to talk to a supervisor. I'm like, all right, I'm going to transfer you to supervisor. Please hold. And I was as passive-aggressive in saying it as possible. Like, that's kind of where I'm molding the passive-aggressive punchy character.
Next time you have somebody get shitty with you like that, just say, ma'am, are you just say, ma'am, are you talking to me this way because I'm African American? And then it's just because I'm black on them. And then
they'll
shut
them up. Is it because I'm black?
And then they'll be like, oh my god, no, that's a no. I'm kidding. I'm white.
No, you don't say that. You let them go.
But then they say, I'm like, oh, what? Because I'm Puerto Rican.
You should be like, my family didn't rise up out of slavery. So I could get called an asshole.
It's bad enough my great-great-grandfather was owned by your people, okay? Just because they were owned by your people doesn't mean that you can act like you own my life. Good day, cunt. And Butt Monkey in chat. Yeah, he got relegated to emails because he cocked off too much, as he said.
I can't imagine that, by the way.
the inbound call center is the fucking worst. Yeah, I kind of want to do the thing where I mostly do emails, but it's for a clothing company called G-Star Raw. Yeah. G-Star Raw is a clothing company in the Netherlands, and they sell expensive clothing. Like, one pair of underwears, $40. Regular briefs made by G-Star Raw, $40.
Wow.
They've got $200 jeans and skinny jeans. And I heard of a call where someone got pissed because he wore skinny jeans, bent forward too far, and tore the jeans.
That just means he's a fat ass.
That sounds like the shit the Scrambler would buy.
Why do you think that?
We learned earlier today on It's All About Me that you're a rich fuck.
No, that's not true.
Yeah, you bought XM subscriptions for everybody in your family, you said.
That's true.
Oh, well, shit. I didn't know this.
I at one point did.
Hold on, guys. I didn't know this. Butt Monkey used to work for Hotwire and Travelocity.
I want to focus on the fact that Scrambler is rich.
Not rich by any means.
No. What? Go on. Tell us.
Why? I'm not rich. I did my taxes today. I'm definitely not rich.
He's getting the royalty checks. He's getting the royalty checks for being mistaken for George McFly.
That's bullshit. I'm getting. Waiting for reparations from George Lucas for stealing Darth Vader from me.
I did my taxes today. Trust me, I'm not in that great shape either.
I am related to an accountant, so someone else does my taxes.
You just go online and just do it that way.
Huh?
What?
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 How about you just fucking repeat yourself instead of going what?
What?
Huh?
Faggot.
What? But no, like, I did my taxes, and I barely have enough to get a so-so car and glasses, which is going to happen. Bear with it.
You know what I will do with my taxes?
What?
You know, actually, I'll just pay off my student loans.
Transformers, more than meets the eye.
That's what I was thinking, and then I realized, fuck it, I'm just going to pay off my student loans.
How much?
I got a question.
Yeah.
When is Cornax getting a car?
I actually had the money for a car, but I got rid of it so I could pay off my student loans. So instead of paying $12,000, I only have about less than $4,000 to pay.
It's always good. What's funny is I did my taxes, and now I'm going to send that tax return information to the school that I want to get into because most of that year was unemployment. So that way it looks better as far as, hey, give me more money in grants.
Or they could just say, you know what? We don't want this rabble here. We don't need any street rats.
It's a public school.
Street rats!
Listen to Aladdin reference over there.
Street rat!
Can't you just tell the school you're black punching and you get some kind of scholarship or some shit?
When they don't give you a scholarship, ask them if it's because you're black. It's going to be my solution for everything now.
Hashtag black punchy. I'll put that on the application as the name.
Here. Just paint a dress shirt.
Black punchy. Black then, punchy was cave.
You know what? You're good. Oh, motherfucker!
Hashtag Black Punchy was kayfabe injured by Brock Lesnar.
I forgot who it was. Did you see somebody called out Brock Lesnar tonight? In the UFC pay-per-view?
Was it Alistair Overeem?
Yeah.
He's like, I beat your ass before.
Oh, God. Cock chest Lesnar.
His cock sword.
Does he wrestle with a t-shirt on now?
No, his cock sword is fully visible.
Oh.
What did Overeem say?
I didn't see it. I wasn't home when it happened. I just read online that he called him out. I don't have the quote in front of me.
He's
but...
like, Lesnar, you're a pussy bitch.
No, I guess he called him out and he said, like, I guess there's some rumors going around that Brock wants to fight back in the UFC again. And he said something to the effect of, you know, if you come back, I want you first.
God damn it, Overeem. How about learn to keep your hands up when you're facing a guy with an Easter Island face first? Or, even better, and I like Overeem, but still, learn to not fail a drug test right before you're supposed to get a world heavyweight title shot.
Yeah, right.
Or were you too busy doing an LMFAO video? Well, actually, no, because they're broken up now.
What the fuck?
All right. Hey, I got it. 41 seconds.
UFC 169 from The Rock in Newark, New Jersey. Alistair Overeem, Frank Mir. Overeem, known for the best knees in the UFC, delivers a vicious one to the face of Mir in the opening round. Take another look. This one lands clear, staggers Mir, and he never really recovered. In the second round, Overeem's tossing Mir around the octagon like a rag doll. Later in the
I don't know if this is going to have the call out here. Protect
himself while on the
tag,
shot after shot, a straight jab right there in the third. This one one-sided from the start. Alistair Overeem.
All right, well, that didn't have the call out. I'll try and find it.
Good job, Scrambler.
Oh, wait.
Get back in the win column. And how important is this fight for you at this point in your career?
Well, getting back in the win column is very important.
Oh, he's so well-spoken. Yeah, it has his post-fight, but it's another 3 minutes, so I don't know when he's actually going to call him out. Maybe I'll try and find just a call out here.
He's well-spoken as opposed to Brock Lesnar. And his
that guy, this Alistair Overeem is fucking. He is cut the fuck up for a 260-pound dude.
He is.
It's all natural too.
And Lesnar's going to be back in the UFC. Problem is, if you listen to the commentary on Markout Radio every Wednesday, it's been pointed out that he's starting to get back knee.
Who? Brock Lesnar?
Yeah. So he's roiding up again.
Oh well, that's good.
So, Mr. Cockchestner.
Cockchestner.
Bork Laser.
He's fucking nuts, though.
He is a lunatic.
I would not want to be in the ring or in the octagon with him at all.
Well, in the octagon, all you got to do is really punch him in the face. He doesn't like that a lot at all. Like, you hit him hard enough in the face, and he'll be like, oh, no, stop it, I quit. Alistair Overeem's knees to my body are too tough. I'm going back to WWE. Fucking Lesnar. Big dummy. Hey, no, I'm just going to throw you, and then you're going to land however I feel like it. I don't care. I'm not going to be safe.
Yeah, and just give you 30 chair shots. I don't give a shit where I hit you.
It doesn't matter if the part of the chair falls off from hitting you so hard with it. I do what I want.
Brock Lesnar is about to come back to the UFC. Well, I'll be here waiting. I heard this word that Brock Lesnar is about to come back to the UFC. Well, I'll be here waiting.
Is that the call out? Is that all? Is that what it was? Just that?
I honestly don't know. I just heard about it. I don't know what the exact quote was. So.
Your quote. I have one more thing to say. I heard that there's word that Brock Lesnar is about to come back to the UFC. Well, I'll be here waiting for him. End quote. That was the quote right there. But a call out nonetheless. I just figured it'd be more raging just because it involved Brock Lesnar. I just assume that everything's going to be a fucking like lunacy screaming match whenever Lesnar's involved in it. So.
Well, didn't Dana make some quote, too, about Lesnar saying how he knows Lesnar wants to make his way back into the UFC or something at one point?
Yeah, but Lesnar was a pussy bitch.
Was it Lesnar that didn't he start, like, yelling out about Bud Light?
Yeah, that was him.
When did this happen?
Like it was sponsored by...
It's like 2009 or something. After a match, he started screaming about like Bud Light or and Miller Lite was a sponsor.
Yeah, it was something like that.
Yeah.
And then he's like, I'm going to go home and mount my wife in reference to Sable.
He's married to Sable?
Yeah.
I don't know a lot of wrestling stuff. I'm sorry. You know that.
True. But yeah, he's been married to her for a while.
If you need to know about the 1-2-3 kid or Razor Ramon. That's when my wrestling watching really was at its peak when I was, 10 years old. So.
So you're familiar with the 1-2-3 kid porn he shot?
I wouldn't say that I'm familiar with it. I am familiar that there is such a thing.
It's called One Night in China.
I also know about One Night in China. The only reason I know about that is because the stupid X-Pac talked about it in a couple
of
interviews.
I'm just going to say the word kid should never, ever be followed up with the word porn. just putting that out there.
What?
Oh, good night. Since we're talking about UFC, I was out 2 weeks ago and I saw Clay Guida out. And Clay Guida's from the same town that I grew up in, so, I mean, I know him, and we've hung out a little bit here and there, so he's just one of the guys, like, that's around town, and there's, like, five UFC guys that in the town I grew up in, so we kind of just, it's not really weird to see him. Well, we're outside a bar, and he pulls up in a car.
You're just as bad as Footer name-dropping people,
it
just so you know.
Drop. It's because I want to talk about this guy.
Can we call?
Drive by in a car and chased him down. Got him to roll his window down, and then these two guys, like, broed out while talking to Clay Guida. And they were just, like, banging their dicks up against the side of his car. And you should have seen him trying to not run over their toes and pull away, number one. And number two, I think keep him from crawling into the window of his Ford Flex that he drives. These guys were all over him.
Oh no!
All right, but yeah. the coolest UFC guy ever, Shoney Carter. He is an absolute lunatic madman.
Yes, he is.
And he had like a pimp chalice and a zoot suit at the bar.
He really does that.
Absolutely.
I'm afraid of what's going to be posted in chat next.
Oh no!
Is Butt Monkey just doing whatever he wants to do in here?
No, it's actually Foams.
That last image was posted by Foams.
Yeah, they're posting One Night in China and One More Night in China.
You know, she did a Queen of the Ring thing.
She also did one, like it was an Avengers spoof.
She played She-Hulk.
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny. They do she does a wrestling porn. I think it's Queen of the Ring.
Yeah, I just name dropped that.
I know. I'm actually talking about that, Dick. But it's hilarious when you look at the cover because it shows like the John Cena character, and China looks weird with blonde hair.
China looks weird.
Yeah, okay, in general, yes, but she looks weirder.
How about if she's getting banged in green body paint?
There's tons of other women in porn they probably could have had as She-Hulk, and it would have been done much better.
Much better.
She's got a dick, though.
It practically is one.
That thing's fucking huge.
Yeah, I don't.
Yo, yeah, heavily.
As if she, I mean, there's already three or four being women. She is not a good looking woman.
Not even.
I didn't list one of those movies. I didn't watch any of them.
No, I don't. Oof, Jesus.
I saw One Night in China once, and I was not.
Was X-Pac in that with?
Yeah, it was basically like One Night in Paris.
Which, by the way, that Paris Hilton, I don't know if people make fun of that, but she knows how to suck a dick. For a millionaire, she does a good job.
That fucking, what the fuck?
What's it? Oh, jeez.
What the hell is that?
And I'm posting the cover of the. Oh, look at that photo bucket. Eat a dick.
Pain. Just pain.
Fucking China's ridiculous. Well, she was on TNA for a while, wasn't she? Like an episode or two.
Yeah. Basically, they did a wrestling angle with. You know how Kurt Angle's wife started banging Jeff Jarrett?
Yeah.
They did a wrestling angle where it would be Kurt wrestling Jeff and Karen wrestling China.
Oh, no. Really? Uh-huh. I sound like this. I sound like a drunk old man. I'm China.
I thought that was somebody else that just joined in the Skype to make fun of somebody in here now. All right.
What?
Yeah, China is awful. She really is.
Like, the only reason she even looks like a human being is because Vince McMahon paid for it. Because that, and that's the thing that he does. That's like he'll take divas and pay for them to get certain types of cosmetic surgery. Like Nikki Bella's implants, for example. And there was a whole thing where they actually for a while would make divas get chest implants to have bigger boobs. That's what kind of threw Lita off, for example, that they gave her the implants and all of a sudden she was top heavy.
I did watch when Lita was Edge's chick, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I watched for a while. That must have been like 2004, 2005. I did try and get back in for a year. And it wasn't. Didn't suck me back in. I think it's hard to get back into it. I should have stayed with it the whole time, and I could have been talking about all this shit with you guys. But
all I know is hashtag We the People.
Is that CM Punk thing?
No, that's a the tag team, the Real Americans.
Oh, okay. I thought you were.
I've got to do the whole Mark thing going with Cesaro. Just like, you know, Greenway is a complete Ziggler mark. Greenway is also drunk a lot. Quite a bit. Right, Red Sox?
Yeah, to say the least.
Except this past week.
Yeah, no, he wasn't funny.
I think he didn't drink because we were all going to talk the CM Punk thing. So
that's
think
not human. That's not fucking human. Look in the chat. That's not fucking human. That's not human.
Good lord. I'm surprised that he didn't scream "Burn it with fire."
Yeah, it's a good investment on those titties.
Is kill it with fire, fucker.
Kill it with fire. Kill it with fire.
Burn it.
kill it. Jeez.
Kill it with fire. It is Frankenstein's monster. What was I going to say? Jesus Christ.
That looks like someone... It
looks like China. That looks like a manlier body than a lot of guys in the station. Jesus fucking Christ.
No, it looks like a dude. I'm trying to think of what dude. Some famous dude.
Yo, you hit Jim Brock?
Javier Bardem.
Holy shit, she does. Call it.
I'll pull one up real quick.
Ask her why she killed Judi Dench in Skyfall.
When she was an albino, a Spanish albino homosexual.
With bad teeth. Horrible teeth.
Punchy, we'll have to do a whole episode on Bond movies.
Hell yeah, we will. Totes will.
I'm as bad as Hammy when it comes to movies.
You too?
Yeah, I don't watch shit.
Oh, see, at least, see, I don't feel bad that I miss out on wrestling. I only feel bad that I don't know about more stuff when I talk to Punchy, because he watches more movies than I do. But everybody else that, like, knows about shit I don't know about, they don't waste as many hours of their lives watching movies as I do, so.
I don't know how I have the free time to do it all, actually.
You don't?
I think I just go into a pocket universe and catch up on everything.
All right.
See, I don't. I think over 300 films. I've seen about 200. No, I have about 400 movies, I think. And I think I've seen about 200 of them.
Imagine if you could make a list of every movie you've ever seen.
I can pretty much just scan through my DVD rack. That's a lot of them.
You buy every movie you've seen?
Almost all of them. Well, no, pretty much it's just every movie. I don't see movies until I have them on DVD, mostly.
I can't even remember the last movie I went and saw in theater.
Oh, I know which one I did.
Wolf of Wall Street, bitches! I'm trying to think. Honestly, like I'm going to get so much shit for this.
I think Django was the last movie I saw, and that was 13, 14 months ago.
Django!
The last movie I saw in theater.
The first movie I watched in theaters.
Which was?
Space Jam.
Oh, jeez.
The first movie I saw in theaters? Batman.
Yeah, me too.
Well, I wasn't born when Batman came out. Although I do like that movie. I do love it a lot.
Were you... Batman came out in what, 88?
89.
Yep. Oh, 89.
I was born in 1993.
Oh, you're young? You're that young?
Yeah.
Jesus. Holy shit, he is young. He's a baby.
You don't say.
Can I say porn after baby? Is that worse than saying it after kid?
The last movie I saw in theaters, though, was probably The Dictator. That's how fucking bad I am.
The Great Dictator? You are old.
I was about to say that, too.
I think that was 1933 or something, so...
No, the Borat fucking one.
No, I know. Obviously, I was making a joke for Punchy, really, is who I was making that joke for, because nobody else knew what I was talking about. Maybe Cornag. All right.
I know of The Dictator. I've never seen it.
Yeah, I haven't seen it, nor would I stop... and click on it if I saw it on the guide.
Yeah, well, you're a phone.
But if we're talking about the Charlie Chaplin movie,
1940.
Great Dictator.
1940 was that.
Yeah. That, that's a great movie.
Mm-hmm. That's one of those greatest of all time movies.
Yep. And it wasn't appreciated as it should have been back then, but damn, it's great.
Oh, man, that speech at the end of the movie, though, is fantastic.
That's probably one of the greatest moments in movies. The machine minds and the machine hearts!
I wouldn't have seen The Great Dictator if I was alive then. I would have been on protest from The Wizard of Oz not winning Best Picture in 1939.
What ended up winning?
fucking Sound of Music.
Oh, shit.
I know.
Well, I mean, are you surprised?
Yes, because The Wizard of Oz is fantastic.
All right, good point.
It is one of my favorite movies ever. It's the most expensive movie I own.
It's no The Wiz.
Okay. All right. I'm not playing this game. Okay. Diana Ross. I'm not playing this game with you right now.
It had Michael Jackson as the Scarecrow.
Yeah, that is I have a numbered edition Blu-ray of
The Wiz.
No, yes.
I just got to say.
It's number zero because they never made it on Blu-ray because it's a piece of shit.
Michael Jackson as a scarecrow is just sort of weird foreboding.
Unlike the store, nobody beats The Wiz.
Second Seinfeld reference of the show.
At least that one went over better.
I thought I had a good one. I thought I was one that everybody would know, and then like nobody knew it.
And then he's gonna bust out a No Super for You.
No, I wouldn't do that.
You would.
I would, maybe. Instead, I'm gonna bust out that The Wiz.
You failed.
And speaking of, if you go to the Wikipedia phone app, Charlie Chaplin is like the featured one, like the featured Twitter file or, you know, like Twitter thing. So if you want to read up on Charlie Chaplin, go ahead. He's made some fantastic movies. I would highly recommend you watch some of his films. A lot of them are silent. Not many talkies.
Sidney Lumet directed The Wiz.
Why does that name sound familiar?
Sidney Lumet did Network and 12 Angry Men and good movies. Dog Day Afternoon, and Serpico, Before the Devil Knows You're Dead.
And The Wiz.
And The Wiz.
He needed the money.
Yeah, listen, sometimes you need a paycheck.
Why does that name sound familiar? Because he directed a bunch of really, really good movies before The Wiz.
And sometimes you need Diana Ross playing Dorothy to pay the rent. And Michael Jackson playing the Scarecrow when he was still black.
How did Diana Ross and Michael Jackson get mentioned three times each before Richard Pryor gets dragged?
It's kind of like watching Superman 4 or Superman 3 and be like, oh my God, Richard Pryor really isn't in there.
Oh, you didn't think that? You thought that was a joke the whole time? You're like, nah, this can't be real?
No, why would he do that? I've heard his comedy CDs. Actually, no, you know the sad part? My first experience of seeing or hearing Richard Pryor was Superman 3.
Oh, jeez.
But in my defense, I was a kid.
Well. Most of his specials had come out before you would have seen that movie. They all came out before you were born, his specials anyway, or before the time you would have watched them.
I was a kid.
I'm just going to keep saying I was a kid until this is over.
I was a kid.
All right. Do we have to shut down at 1, or can we go long if we want?
I would go long if we want, I think.
We can go long, hard, and strong.
It's after 1.
No, it's not. Well, yeah, it's almost 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
You want to know what I watched before I watched the Blackhawks game?
What'd you watch?
Slapshot.
Oh, shit. Have you seen it before?
Yeah.
Good point. A bad question.
Yeah, no, it's a great movie though. I love Slapshot.
Crazy
best movies ever.
I started sending texts to my buddy. I just sent him, Hanoran, your wife eats pussy, and then he just comes back with, she's a lesbian, and then I said, like, we just went back and forth about bringing toys, and I think they're too retarded to know how to play with themselves. That and Goon, he and I can go back and forth probably 10 texts apiece, just line to line, whenever they're on. And Goon's another great hockey movie. I don't know. Alan, did you enjoy Goon Red Sox?
Yeah, the one that just recently came out?
Yeah, with Sean William Scott?
Yeah, I watched that. I haven't watched it more than once, but I did enjoy it.
I watched it like 3 times a week because it got me through the strike last year.
I'm old school. I'm all about Mighty Ducks.
I watched Mighty Ducks for the first time in a while, and it's a fun movie to watch.
The first one.
Yeah. Oh well. Yeah. Yeah. D2 and the one where they're in the prep school are no good, but.
Yeah. I wore that tape out as a kid.
He's got the me too. He's got the knuckle puck, man. And did you see what he did to that Foot Locker?
Remember when they called the one kid cake eater in the first one?
Yeah, the black kid called everybody cake eater like it was the worst insult ever because I guess.
Well, no. They it was the one kid who was part of like the in the first one who was originally part of the one coach's
Hawks.
Team, huh?
The Hawks.
Yeah, he was part of the Hawks.
Yeah, wasn't that Banks?
Yeah, Banks.
Banks. Yep. Mighty Ducks, where Joshua Jackson cut his teeth.
And hasn't done much since.
Hey, there's only one Mighty Ducks. Ducks rock.
Oh, no.
Cornax just ruined it.
He did.
Why did they have to make that cartoon?
I liked it as a kid.
You would.
Yeah, I also liked the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and Sonic the Hedgehog.
By the way, there's a new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
And Street Sharks.
What's Street Sharks?
Fuck you.
It sounds like... Did they play football or some shit?
No.
Yeah, they were biker sharks.
No! Oh, boy.
I like how he's getting mad at us like we don't know Street Shark. What?
Tattoo Teenage Samurai Cyber Squad, right, guys? Am I right?
Fuck that knockoff shit. I was watching Power Rangers, bitch.
Yeah, I watched Power Rangers.
And Beast Wars.
Here's the Street Sharks. It's basically Street Fighter with sharks. their gills are, like, on their backs. I don't know. They're
mutants.
Like, they look like dinosaurs, kind
of. Yeah, we've spliced the DNA of Brock Lesnar and sharks.
Why aren't they in water, at least?
Well, because they're mutated from humans.
Aren't they supposed to breathe in water with the gills? Like, what's going on here?
They were humans.
Wait, one of them's name was Slamu.
Well, no. Slamu was their buddy.
I'm reading right now. There was Jab... Streaks, spelled S-T-R-E-E-X, Slamu, and Ripster.
Well, Slamu was their buddy, and so, yeah.
I don't know why everybody's got to say Slamu.
That's like the worst thing I've ever seen. It came out when you were 1 year old.
Yeah, and I watched it when I was like 2 and 3, and... Oh, actually, mostly 2, because, you know, well, it was in reruns, but the funny thing was, I was the one who watched it. Cousin was the one who had all the toys.
Oh, my God.
Even though he didn't watch it.
Henry Winkler voiced Meat Hook, who was apparently one of the characters. I just learned way too much about Street Sharks. See, I used to, do you mind? I can call you Alan, right? You don't give a
shit. Yeah, everybody knows by now.
Yeah, you're the same age as Punchy and I, right?
I'm a little bit younger.
Are you? Did you ever wake?
27.
Okay, Punch. When you were, did you ever wake up like super early and watch the Muppets when it used to be on TV?
Early on,
because it was on like at 5 a.m. all the time, and every once in a while, when my dad be leaving for work, I'd wake up just from him. You know, leaving the house. Then it was like, that was the only thing that would be on that. And then, the show with the Thundercats was on all the time that early in the morning too.
You mean the Thundercats? The show with the Thundercats. You mean the Thundercats?
Well, I was going to say the show with Lionel, the cat. And then I realized that it was called Thundercats. Well, I was stammering for the name of it.
Thunder, thunder, anyway. Thunder, thunder, thunder.
I watched Thundercats a lot after school.
I was a big G.I. Joe and Transformers fan as a kid.
Yeah, G.I. Joe and Transformers was always on.
But well, I also would watch...
Transformers was Beast Wars.
I also would watch GoBots.
Well, we had just...
You really were poor, weren't you, Punchy?
Yes! I was.
I was all about the Turtles and Elf.
Turtles, another one. Well, what else?
Spider-Man, bitches. Spider-Man and X-Men and Batman.
I watched the shit out of Elf.
And Gargoyles.
So
who wouldn't watch the shit out of Elf? Answer, communists.
That's right.
Dennis.
People who don't support the space program, that's who.
And Punchy.
And get the street shark. It looks like that street shark looks like an asshole. Look at him. Why do they have fingers?
Because they were human.
Why can't they just have like flippers that are shaped like arms or something? I don't.
Because then they can't play street hockey.
Oh, they played street hockey too. No,
I think I remember some street hockey.
Oh, they didn't.
Let's see. Street hockey. Street sharks.
I see pictures of them. Oh, they wear pants. So they're cartoons and they wear pants. Just pointing that out.
Fuck your cartoon.
Oh, wait, no, no, no. One of them did. Streaks had a figure where he had a hockey mask on and he had roller skates and a hockey stick and a puck. Real slapshot hockey action.
Did you find a toy?
Yeah.
I like how they lost a lot of their teeth when they got, you know, merged with being humans as well.
No, they were humans to begin with.
Oh. So they didn't lose rows of teeth. They just their human teeth became shark teeth. I get it.
Pretty much, yeah.
Sounds like the worst. This is like the Kmart version of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, by the way.
Well, yeah, it was.
Okay.
And it was 90s. It was 90s.
Oh, I think I found a picture of Slamu. Wait till you see him. First of all, Slamu has, I think he has herpes on his tongue. You tell me, what is that Slamu?
Yeah, that's Slamu.
He looks like he got into like some bad porpoise or something. He's got to look at.
Holy fucking shit.
This is the worst thing I've ever seen.
Street shot. Well, then there was also the spinoff, which then merged into the show, The Extreme Dinosaurs. I didn't watch that show, though.
Do you remember Dino Riders?
No.
Oh, I got to look up Dino Riders.
But I do know that I have seen the commercials for the toys and everything. Actually, I just found the intro for Extreme Dinosaurs.
What?
Yeah. He's cutting.
What?
What?
I done found an intro for you, faggots.
What? All right, I got a picture of the Dino Riders here.
And I got a link to the starting theme of Extreme Dinosaurs.
Here's the Dino Riders. So they were dinosaurs, and they had these like things that they'd put on their heads.
Well, aliens put them on them.
Well, no, no, it was like a harness or something they put on their head, and it allowed them to control their brains.
Yeah,
and they would outfit them with weapons and fucking, there was like good and bad ones, and they'd fight each other so bad.
That, what do you know about that shit?
I remember, because I used to watch that when I was little. Do you remember Mask?
I've heard of Mask. Oh, wait. I am going to find the Street Sharks theme for y'all.
Oh, here.
Holy shit, Dino Riders.
Do you remember that shit?
Yes, I had a few of those. I had the T-Rex one. I had the Brontosaurus one.
Yeah, it was. And when the things would get knocked off their heads, like, they'd go ape shit and they'd be dinosaurs again. That was nice.
Thank you.
Man, there were some shitty toys when we were little.
I
I found some the Street Sharks theme song. Would you like to listen?
Yes, more than breathing.
Not really.
3, 2, 1, go.
How did they get ZZ Top to do that?
At that point, ZZ Top needed the money.
Oh, by the way, also one of the Sharks was a football player.
Of course he was.
What?
Did he play for the Miami Sharks for Steamin' Willie Beeman?
Oh.
He was, but he got mad because they wouldn't give him the ball enough to get that extra trigger in his contract.
And then they cut the yellow Suburban in half with a chainsaw. With a steel saw.
And now we play the theme to Extreme Dinosaurs.
Wait a second. I'll play it so you don't have to shove your phone into the thing. Which one's the first one or the second one? Which one am I playing here?
First one.
First one. Extreme Dinosaurs?
Uh-huh.
I'd like to point out that they have the lyrics in this YouTube video, so if you want to sing along, you can. That's horrible.
They're just in the karaoke hour and sing it.
Extreme! Extreme! Extreme Dinosaur!
Oh, there were bad shows when we were kids.
That's when I was a kid, fucker.
Well, whatever. I was 12.
Yeah, ish.
You were still a good 10 years older than me.
Yeah, I wouldn't have been 12. That there's no way that came out in 95. If that came out the same, if that came out after Pulp Fiction, we all need to just murder suicide right now.
Well, it was in 1997.
No.
Based on a 1996 toy line.
Wow. Did you grow up in Mexico? Because this had to be like from TJ or something. This
is an American animated series from 1997 based on a 1996 toy line from Mattel. This show is a spinoff of Street Sharks where they first appeared as the Dino Vets.
Okay. All right. All right. I get it now.
What?
That this was a spinoff of Street Sharks. Another.
I told you it was!
But it's another show I've never heard of.
What other weird shit did you watch, Cornax?
Well, I only watched Street Sharks. I didn't actually watch Extreme Dinosaurs, although I did want the toys. I never got them. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Sonic the Hedgehog, and Adventures of Sonic the Hedgehog.
Wait, Sonic TV show?
Yeah.
Huh? It's a Sega game.
No, Sonic was also a TV show. Oh, he had two TV shows that I watched. He also had a third one that I didn't know about until I was older.
Let me guess. Did his rings get stolen a lot by that creepy guy with the horseshoe balding pattern hair?
No, but he did use them to well, it's a long story, but basically Robotnik already won.
That was his name.
Yeah, Sonic was basically part of a group of freedom fighters that was trying to undo the damage from Robotnik taking over the world and turning everyone into robotic slaves.
Robotic slaves, did someone say?
Yeah.
What was the first video game system that you had, Gornax?
That I specifically had?
Yeah, Sega or N64?
N64.
N64, okay.
My cousins, however, had the Super Nintendo. And we played that a lot before we got the N64.
I never had a Super Nintendo. I refused.
And then the Nintendo 64 was kind of split between me and my sister. The first game system that was clearly only mine was the Nintendo GameCube.
Yeah, I'm kind of that with not wanting people to touch my shit when it comes to video games, to the point of paranoia when I was a kid.
Yeah, I did Nintendo, and then I never did Super Nintendo. I never liked it. I hated the controller. I didn't like any of the games, and I just rocked.
Are you stupid?
I didn't like
Super Nintendo had some of the best games.
NHL and Super Nintendo.
Super Mario World.
It's no Blades of Steel.
Oh my god, dude! That's my favorite all-time game. I still have it.
Oh, there was so much icing in Blades of Steel. And the fights were the best.
Yes, they were. Absolutely. I still got an original Nintendo that my parents had.
Yeah,
I had Blades of Steel for it.
Yeah, I still have it with Blades of Steel and a bunch of other, you know, games. But I never played Super Nintendo. I never really liked it. I loved N64.
Oh, N64. It's what? Super Smash Brothers.
What about ice hockey where you can pick the fat guy, the tall guy, the regular guy?
I don't like how the fat guy isn't considered a regular human being. I'm offended by this.
Sorry, Cornax. What other bad shows were there? I could name a ton of bad shows.
Well, I mean, I'm not talking bad shows, but I also watched Power Rangers. Spider-Man, Batman, Gargoyles, X-Men.
Yeah, X-Men was huge. I love that.
Occasionally, that Iron Man series, when I saw it. A lot of stuff on Nickelodeon, like Rugrats and Hey Arnold. Well, Hey Arnold I didn't appreciate until I was older. Doug.
What about Ren and Stimpy? Were you too young for
that? Oh, my fucking God! Fucking loved it!
Salute Your Shorts.
Yep, I used to watch Salute Your Shorts and Hey Dude.
Yep.
Those were all, you know, that was big into like live action on Nickelodeon. Extreme Dinosaurs. I can't believe I played that on my computer.
Dinosaurs. You watched Hey Dude.
I did watch Hey Dude.
Who didn't?
Yeah, you know what was on Salute Your Shorts? The Awful Waffle.
Camp on Iwana.
Yeah. Anytime I get pancake syrup, like even like a drop of it on my finger, I just think about how miserable that would have had to have been to have somebody just smear fucking to get an awful waffle.
Totally miserable.
It's disgusting.
You know what else sounds a little miserable?
What?
The fact that you can follow us all on Twitter at CM Punchy.
Oh, we're ending?
Yeah.
Why?
At CM Punchy, at Cornax NOR.
Why?
Because I'm
gay. Why?
At CM Punchy.
Why?
At CM Punchy, at Scrambler and Shy, at Cornax MLR, at Red Sox 86.
1186.